It's been 14 months since we released RavenDB 4.0, and I want to talk about our upcoming release, RavenDB 4.2. In 4.0, we focused on cross-platform, performance, and manageability. We restructured how we handle the distributed nature of RavenDB to boost RavenDB's performance by an order of magnitude. I'm happy to announce that we now have client APIs for .NET, JVM, Python, Node.js, and Go. Our C++ client is coming together quite nicely. It will be the first unmanaged language that we built a client for. We want to offer you a unified client API experience. We want RavenDB to continue to let you take for granted things like unit of work and change tracking. It's a bigger challenge in C++ because there is no GC to cover your back. Despite that, we have hurdled the big issues for a C++ client, and I am telling you that it is going to be just as awesome as our other clients. In RavenDB 4.2, we have a bunch of features that graduated from their experimental stage. We typically mark important features as experimental upon release, to let you play with them before we can really call the feature done. One of these features is distributed counters. This feature allows you to count without having to modify the whole document, and to do it safely in a distributed environment. In RavenDB 4.2, we reduce the size on disk that counters take by a lot. Documents that have many counters, hundreds or more, can see significant space reduction. Another feature is the JavaScript indexes. We always had the ability to run computation during indexing, but it required you to express the index as a C# link expression. That can be quite powerful, but we don't want to require you to learn C# in order to index documents in RavenDB. Everyone knows JavaScript, so having JavaScript indexing makes complex indexes more accessible to everyone. The final feature in the graduating class of 4.2 is cluster-wide transactions. This feature allows you to toggle transactions behavior on a per-transaction basis. Usually, a transaction in RavenDB is considered complete if a single node persists it to disk. This is a really important feature because it allows RavenDB to be used in multi-master scenarios. The idea here is that most of the time you want a node to accept the transaction even if it can't talk to the rest of the cluster. The example I like to use is selling lottery tickets. You always want to record the sale of a lottery ticket, even if it records on a single node. Losing rights is something that you should strive to avoid. However, there are certain cases where you would rather be sure that your transaction has been confirmed to a majority of the nodes in the cluster. Using the lottery example, at some point, you need to pick the winner. For a transaction like that, you want it to go through only if the entire cluster agrees that it was accepted. Cluster-wide transactions allow you to make that choice. A transaction is sent to a node and then to a cluster, but it will only be confirmed and committed if the majority of the cluster nodes have accepted it. You can also apply conditions to the transaction, which will be validated by the cluster as a whole before the transaction is accepted. In this way, you can choose, on a per-transaction basis, the level of safety you want. If you want to accept a write no matter what, use a normal transaction. If you want to ensure that the transaction is accepted to the cluster as a whole, use a cluster-wide transaction. This is the old CAP theorem raising its head. A normal transaction in RavenDB favors availability in the case of a partition, while a cluster-wide transaction favors consistency. You don't have to select one or the other. You can choose what to use on a case-by-case basis. Along with the experimental features that have graduated, let's talk about the new features in RavenDB 4.2. The first one is Revision Revert. It allows you to utilize RavenDB's revisions feature to go back to a particular point in time. Let's say that you made a minor mistake in the past that needs to be cleaned up. You ran the wrong query or deployed a version of your software with a bug. You can ask RavenDB to turn back the clock and return to a previous state. This is similar to a point-in-time restore, but it can happen during normal operations when everything is live. Instead of having to restore from scratch, where such an operation can take a really long time, you can simply revert to a previous point in time. Think about it like running a Git checkout, but on your database. Changes will be gone. Documents that were deleted will come back to life, and new documents will vanish. Best of all, this revert operation itself is reversible, since it will create a revision of all its actions. The idea here is that when things are really messed up, you can hit a button and restore things to the way they were. Then you can go over the changes and see what you want to apply. The next feature is a pretty important one. Pull replication allows you to define a hub from which many RavenDB instances can replicate. We developed this feature because many of our customers deploy RavenDB in a wildly distributed environment. A retail chain will have a RavenDB instance for every point-of-sale system, and they want to be able to push pricing information and product catalog data to all their individual point-of-sale systems. At the same time, they want to get orders data from all of their stores. Another customer is using us in healthcare, where a provider stores patient data in RavenDB. A clinic needs to be able to operate completely independently, so if the network is down, the doctor can still serve patients. Pull replication allows you to define a hub. This hub will replicate information to clients, but instead of the hub initiating the connections, it's the clients that do so. Deploying a new client isn't an event that the hub needs to be aware of. These clients don't have to be on the public internet. Since the client is the one that's initiating the connection, we can go through NAT and not require any special setup. Pull replication makes it much easier to distribute your data to a large number of targets. You can do this while remaining secure and keeping your data safe. All the data is encrypted en route, and the client must authenticate using an X509 certificate before the hub will send it any information. This feature makes it even easier for you to use RavenDB in the edge. The big feature for RavenDB 4.2 is graph queries. RavenDB is already multi-model with documents, binary attachments, and counters. Adding a graph API adds graph operations to all the really cool things you can do. Graphs allow you to query not just the documents themselves, but the connections between them. The most common example of a graph query is the friend recommendation, which can be expressed as, "Find the friends of my friends who aren't already my friends." You can now express such queries natively in RavenDB. Health insurance companies use graph patterns to detect fraud. It saves them, and all of us, billions of dollars each year. One of the things that we did when we built this feature is to base it on the already existing document model. You don't need to build a separate layer of edges and nodes. You can reuse your existing model and extract the connections between your documents directly from your already existing data. You can express simple edges, or even ones with properties on them, and query on the relationship between documents, as well as the documents themselves. We have extended the Raven query language to support graph operations, including match, recursive queries, and more. We have just released the final release candidate, so go ahead and give it a try. If you have any questions, issues, or suggestions, please let us know. You can download RavenDB 4.2 and get in touch with me and my team at ravendb.net. I would love your feedback. Thank you.